This is Kyler Ludlow with Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horstman. Vince, last night we got to see a highly touted guy come up from short season A-ball in Vancouver and Noah Syndergaard. What did you think of his first appearance as a Lugnut?
Well, it was quite impressive. Moving up to a full season A is a big jump for the young man, considering that this is the third level that he's hit this year. But I thought he handled himself extremely well, and he had a good fastball last night and showed a good change. And I was most impressed with the poise and composure of such a young guy, and it was real fun to watch last night.
He went five innings, struck out six, gave up just one run. Is that the kind of performance you expect out of him every night now, or are you going to give him a little leeway from here on?
Well, I'd love to see that every night, but, for him, it's just at his young age, he's just going out there and continue to get the experience that a young man just lacks right now. And with Noah, it's you can't look at short term, it's long term, and you're looking at this kid, three or four down, four years down the road, where he's going to be in his development, working on his curveball and getting more consistent with his fastball and the continuation of the changeup and his repertoire. And again, you got to look at the big picture and not to get too far ahead or just too excited about first impressions. But it was a very good first impression.
Well, now there's another young guy coming up for tonight's ball game in Justin Nicolino. Haven't seen him pitch yet, but have you got to work with him at all? What do you know about him?
Well, I saw him a little bit last year in instructional ball and again in spring training. But that's really, not the kind of look that you're hoping to get a really good gauge of what he can do. All the reports that I've gotten from him or about him from Vancouver have all been very good. And again, tonight is much like last night. It's just I'm going to sit back and watch him go and see how he does.
Well, last night got a very strong performance from everyone that went out on the mound. Syndergaard for the first five, Dustin Anselin threw a solid two, and Daniel Webb closed out the game with two solid. What's it like knowing those guys who have had injuries like Anselin and Webb, putting them out onto the mound, and what do you work on with those guys as they're coming back, trying to get batters out but also work back from injury?
Well, I think a lot of it's confidence and trusting that their arm is okay. I know with Dustin, he missed a lot of time with the Tommy John surgery. So for him, it's just getting the innings again under his belt. The results for me when it comes to him, obviously we want to win, but the results just aren't that important. Again, it's the big picture. It's him getting his innings and trying to catch up for some lost time. Danny, it's a relief that knowing that he worked through the injury, he came back, and he hasn't lost a thing. And actually, if anything, his command is a lot better than when he left, and his pitches are a lot sharper. And with the role change now, moving into the bullpen as opposed to starting, I think it just suits him a lot better. So it was a fun game to watch, and I hope I get to see a few more of those before the season's over.
Oh, don't we all? And one thing we always notice and always mention from the broadcast booth is that radar gun out in left center field tends to have plus three, plus four some nights, and what is that as a pitching coach, knowing that sometimes guys might be looking out there? Does that play into anything in your coaching aspect of the game?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's the radar guns in the stadiums now are all for the fans. Once in a while, though, you see some pitchers turn around there. They want to know. Every pitcher wants to know how hard they throw. But the best advice I give those guys is, a radar gun has never gotten a hitter out, and it never will. So, you got to make quality pitches, whether you throw 88 or whether you throw 97. If you don't make quality pitches, you leave balls out over the plate, you're going to get hurt. So, don't look at the radar gun and just look what's in front, not what's behind.
This is Kyler Ludlow with Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horstman. Vince, you've got a wide range of guys in your pitching cupboard, basically, with guys like Egan Smith, Danny Barnes that are more location than the hard throwers like Noah Syndergaard last night, Dustin Anselin. Is there one piece of advice that you keep constant through no matter what pitcher is going out on the mound?
Yeah, and it's a simple approach, and it's an easy approach for these young guys because you don't want to make it too complex where they're thinking about 10 different things when they're out there pitching. For me right now, at this particular level, command your fastball. I don't care how hard you throw, command your fastball. And then command, obviously command all your pitches. But if you can command your fastball and work it to both sides of the plate, you're going to be able to go out there night in, night out, and be able to compete. If you don't command your fastball and have to rely on your secondary pitches to get you through, chances are it's probably not going to be a very good game. So, you know, the thing that I've stressed all season long is let's command our fastball to both sides of the plate, because as we move up and we go to the Dunedins and the New Hampshires, that's something that we want in place. And then, you know, we'll work off of that. So, but everything comes off the fastball, and if we're not locating it or commanding it, or, you know, if we're like Noah that throws hard, you might be able to get away with a few more mistakes. But, you know, those guys are few and far between. But if you can command your heater, you know, you can pitch in the big leagues.
Well, speaking of the big leagues, you pitched in the big leagues for a while. What was your just career moving from being a pitcher in the major leagues to where you're at now as a pitching coach? How did that transition happen?
Well, I mean, eventually they took my uniform away from me. So, you know, I played a long time. I played over 14 years, and it was a nice career. And I got a chance to you know, reach the top, and I was very lucky and very fortunate. And I tell these guys, because I was a non-drafted guy, that, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or how you throw. You know, anybody that has a uniform on has an opportunity, and just to make the most of that opportunity. Obviously, you know, first rounders are going to get more opportunities than, you know, a 39th rounder. But eventually, at the end of the day, when you go out there and you prove yourself day in and day out, you're going to get a chance. And as you move up and you keep doing the same things and you stay consistent, when you get to the big league level, they don't care how hard you throw. They don't care who you are. They just want you to get people out. If you get people out, they'll find a place for you. And so I try to let people know that. So, you know, they don't worry about, well, you know, I only throw 84. You know, how am I ever going to get to the big leagues? Hey, I know guys that throw 84 that got to the big leagues and played 10 years in the big leagues. And, you know, it's not always about your stuff where, you know, it's nice if you do have it, but if you don't, then what are we going to do? How are we going to get people out? Because if you're playing the game and don't think that you can pitch in the big leagues, then, you know, maybe we should be looking for something else to do, because this is why you play pro baseball, not to be an A-ball pitcher, but to be a major league pitcher. And I think you got to go in it with that kind of mindset. But, you know, with all the different personalities and everybody has a little different style, it's just to understand, for me, the key is to understand who you are and how you need to get your outs, and then let's get consistent. Because let's face it, if they were really consistent at doing what they were doing or trying to do, they wouldn't be at this level. Like Casey Lawrence and Hutchison, you know, they all struggled a little bit at this level, and then all of a sudden it clicked in, they started excelling, and they get moved up the ladder. And, you know, Casey starts tonight. Now, Hutch is all the way up in Double-A. He carried it right over to Dunedin, and now he's in Double-A and had a good game last night. It's not about stuff. It's about command and consistency. And then eventually the level that you're playing at will tell you whether you're good enough or not.
Well, you were a lefty back in your playing days. What kind of style did you have?
Well, I commanded my fastball. And you know, it's like practice what you preach. I commanded my fastball, and I knew that I had to. I had a good breaking ball, but I was just a two-pitch guy. So, you know, everybody knew they were going to get one or the other. And but as long as I commanded my fastball and pitched to my strengths, you know, it afforded me the opportunity to get to the major league level and stay around a little while. Mm-hmm. And then when I stopped being able to command the ball like I could, and then battling some injuries, then, you know, I wasn't able to perform or stay at that level any longer.
Did you have a favorite place to play?
Every place in the major leagues is a good place to play. I remember when I broke in and people were like, man, I hate playing. I don't want to play in Cleveland. You know, they're losing 100 games a year. I'm like, I don't care where I'm at. Big leagues is big leagues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's an honor to be grouped in a group of guys and at one point in your life saying, you know, I was one of the best 750 baseball players in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. And that's something that nobody can ever take away from you, whether you play one day, 2 days, 10 years. It just doesn't matter. If you're able to, you know, reach that pinnacle of your career and get to what the goals that you set out and achieve them, it's something that you always look back when you get my age and a little older that they can't take away from me, you know. So,
do you have a favorite baseball memory from your major league career?
You know, I'm fond of them all. You know, there's a lot of things that happen throughout the career. I guess the best memory would be with the first time that they tell you you're going to the big leagues. It's like, you know, it's like your dreams fulfilled. All the hard work and the hours that you put in the gym and all the running and all the throwing and all the practicing that you did, it's all paid off. And now you get a chance to go up there and see how you can do against the best players in the world.
Well, Vince, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today. And good luck for the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you very much.
This has been Kyler Ludlow with Lugnuts pitching coach Vince Horsman. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball in Big Country 92.1.